Man, I tell y'all what. Y'all ain't seen me for a few days. You know what that means? I've been in the trenches. I had to just put my head down and focus and get the book of Mahashim done. Acts, the book of Mahashim was completed today. This morning, done. I said, I'm going to have that book done by noon today, Central Time, and it got done. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we got a major update. I'm going to give y'all some scoop today. And the reason I'm running a little bit behind is because I was going to do one thing, but then I decided to do two things. I decided to bring y'all through an exercise where you're going to sit here and you're going to go, this is crazy. You're going to see the nonsense, how we can just peel people apart that don't really care about the truth. Like, where does the truth come in here? So big shout out to everybody coming in, because we're going to promote the truth big time today on this live. We talking about the real Mahashim chapter 11. Now, I promised y'all that we were going to do it last week. We rocked on 10. Everybody was fired up and ready to go. And then I was going to come back and do 11, but I ended up doing 17. And that was blazing. Now we're going to go back and we're going to do a quick recap on 10. Then we're going to break down 11. But before we go do that, I'm going to give y'all some nonsense that we're going to expose. So everybody coming in, you got to hit the like button right away. We're not moving forward until we get the team. We got a baseline that gets on here and we get everybody on the same page. Everybody hit the like button. And then everybody share this to at least one place or platform, preferably three, because you get the algorithm jumping. You get everything happening here for the kingdom. Now, you got to have what's called kingdom business stamina. You can't see when the fire of Yahuwah is in you, you just don't get tired. You never get tired of promoting. You never get tired of learning. You never get tired of growing because, man, you got eternity that you're prepared for. Daniel Bacote coming in and said, let's go with that super. That's a kingdom business. Let's go. Early in the game. Daniel, brother, hey, I know y'all been missing some of this good juice for the last couple of days, but I promise y'all, you need to let your brother put his head down, because we got some awesome things done. So I'm going to send some shout outs, then I'm going to give some updates, and then we're going to go expose some nonsense, and then we're going to break down Mahashim, Acts chapter 11, and it's going to be on and popping. All right, shout outs. Who's coming? Who's here today already? Who we got over here, man? We're streaming live on YouTube and simulcasting over to Facebook at the same time on our Promote the Truth pages. If you want to get the update so you know what's happening when, you want to make sure, number one, on both those pages, you click, I know for a fact on YouTube, you hit the notification button and then put the bell. There's a little bell there. Put it on always so you'll get an announcement. To make sure, download our Telegram app. So if you go to pttgram.com, we drop stuff on there every day. I don't know any day we don't drop at least something. I mean, we might get busy and everybody's ripping and running, but they drop some cool graphics. And now y'all can use on pttgram. When y'all see those videos and those incredible flyers that they put up, that's for you to read and look at. Then just go ahead and download it to your phone or your computer and then go post it on your social media. It's on when you do that. Missed you too, Sister Archella. But y'all gonna love it today. What's going on, Byron? Shy Ship. Memphis, Tennessee represent. Jermaine Ford was the first one in here today. I don't know how he beat Emily. Is Emily here yet? Because Jermaine was fast today. Yitzhak. Who was Yitzhak? We got to know who Yitzhak is. Is that Isaac? And if it's Isaac, which Isaac? I think it's an Isaac, but we got a couple of Isaacs in here. Danielle Hamilton, Jamaica's in the building. Michelle Nicholas from the Netherlands is in the building. Samantha Singh coming in from Trinidad and Tobago. We got international popping already. Come on. Cynthia Stewart, I see you, sis. Yamani Thomas, our incredible sis. Deontay in the building. Gary, Indiana. home of the Jackson 5. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Come on, Jamie Galloway. Upstate New York. I love it. Sylvia's in here. Julia's in here. From Quebec, Canada. You speak French too, Julia? That'd be interesting to know. Thomas Austin's in here. No, that's Lisa Austin representing on Thomas Austin handle. Lane and Heather in the building. New Boston. Don't let it fool you because it's taking you to Texas. Y'all thought it was in Boston. It's not. It's in Texas. Come on, Amber House is in the building. Cynthia Stewart with that awesome super. I see you working. Michael Fickett, my brother from Maryland. I see you. Eartha. Come on, Brian and Eartha Robinson in the building. Coming in from Fort Pierce, Florida. Diane Casey, Las Vegas. Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. Robert Arison down in Portugal. I see you. Come on, Monica. Hesperia, California. Joe at Ebony, Aurora, Colorado's in here. Missed you too, Diane. Hey, y'all want put your seatbelts on today. I'm telling you right now. Brandy, what you doing up there in Toledo? Ohio, Devin in Dallas. I see y'all. Marquise, Lene, Fayetteville, North Carolina. I see us rocking. Y'all ready to get it? Archella is in here. Randy Moon is in the building. Patrice is in the building. Botswana. Ooh, Left Timber coming in from Botswana, Africa. Hallelujah. Down there in Melbourne, Florida. Over there in white sandy beaches. Carolyn Sanders is in the building. Adelanto, California. Home of the Mavericks. I used to go out there and tear them up out there. Did I surprise you on that? Did I surprise you on that, Carolyn? But I did. Yeah, see your sister, Lene. We're going in about 1 minute or less. Sue, hey! Augusto. Is it Augusto or Augusto? Camden, New Jersey. I see you. I see you. Daniel Bacote. Off the charts. Don't play with Daniel. Y'all already know Daniel's coming in hot. I'm going. I promise you. Get ready. Woo! Come on. Y'all ready? On your mark? I might not have got everybody. Queen Nelson's in here. I see you. Queen don't ever play. She's for real, for real. Yeah, DJ Knight coming in from where? Willie Valdez, Albuquerque. I see you, Willie. Aaron, come on, Aaron Cruz. Where you been? I ain't seen Aaron for a second. What's up, Aaron? All right, I'm going in right now. All right, y'all, let's go ahead. Let's just go from the gate. Let's just peel it apart. Y'all got to be ready. I'm going to ask you to copy and paste because when you, and you got to, this is a twist your brain if you don't watch it. But you're going to see that every one of them got it wrong. I don't know any translations got this one right. I don't know any. And as soon as you look at it, if it's that wrong on something so simple but critical, what else could be going on? And all these crazy translations that's misled people forever. Forever. Billions of people lined up for the lake of fire. They didn't care to go find Yahuwah. That's one thing y'all going to be able to do. When y'all participate in what we're building here, I'm going to tell you something. You're showing yourself approved when you're in here. You understand? And that's right. Today is preparation day for Shabbat tomorrow. Good reminder, Michael. Everybody make sure you're prepared. No cooking, no working, no none of that tomorrow. No fires, none of that. Chill tomorrow. Good shout out for that. Getting ready for the Shabbat on preparation day. Brother Michael reminding us of something critical. Okay. Here's what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to go. I'm going to read this. Let me read this from a version. I'm going to read this from the NIV. I think I'm going to grab the NIV today. Kind of be where it's easier because we know that the NIV is derived from the King James bucket of you know what trash. So I'm going to go get that NIV and we're going to Mahashim and I'm going to show y'all something about translations. Now I've never done this, what I'm going to do before, Because I'm gonna see if the chat will hold it. You're gonna see me put an entire verse up in Hebrew. And I'm gonna put an entire verse up in Greek. So I'm gonna show you through their own translations that they try to fool you, but they don't even know how to stay congruent with their own translations. It's crazy. So I'm going to get Acts Mahashim, chapter 9. Y'all going with me? Everybody, and y'all get your multiple versions out for this, okay? We need multiple versions to be posted of Acts chapter 9, verse 7. All right, we need Acts chapter 9, verse 7. We need that. Get it posted in the chat. Acts chapter 9. That's Mahashim is the real name of Acts. Chapter 9, verse 7. Now, that's why it took me a little time to get here today. Y'all staying with, because I decided to do two things rather than one thing. And this is the bonus y'all going to get. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I put this together especially for y'all right before I got on here because I did this last week and I told Lena, wait till I show the family this. And I had a note, be sure you show the family that. So y'all going to get it. Get ready. So yeah, this live, Daniela, for you want the live? All right. She said she wants the YouTube link for the live. Let me get you hooked up. I'll hook you up right now. For the people on Facebook that want to come over to YouTube, I'll put it in the chat. The YouTube live link is right coming in the chat, sis. All right, there you go. I got you dialed in. That's the YouTube live link in the chat. Y'all getting that nine? Y'all getting that Acts chapter 9, verse 7? Daniel told me, go ahead, Brother Jay, split them wigs with the true scriptures. Daniel, put your seatbelts on, right? Not verse 9, Deontay, verse 7. Acts chapter 9, verse 7. I'm going to read it from the NIV, keep it where easy for everybody to understand. The men traveling with Saul or Paul, they actually put Saul in there. Did they do that? Wow. Stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Okay. I'm going to read it again from the NIV. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. I'm going to get the King James pagan Holy Bible, as soon as you see it, you know it's pagan when it says Holy Bible on it. Two pagan words on the gate. But let's go get old King James, and I'm going to read it from there too. And you know it's going to be tough English, but we're going to get this. Wait till y'all see what I show y'all. Y'all going to be like, what? I've been reading this all these years? All right, Acts chapter 9, verse 7 from King James. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Y'all got that? Everybody got that? Everybody got that? Okay. Now, I'm going to put y'all in a conundrum. Queen Nelson with that super. Don't play with him, Queen. Tell him you're coming in. All right, let's go look at the ISR. I'm going to read some verses here. So Julia, she put, and the men from the ISR, she put, and the men journeying with him stood speechless, hearing indeed the voice, but being no one, I don't know what that means. Deontay's got the King James, which I just read. All right, now I'm gonna read some of these. Here goes the CEV version. Deontay put, the men with Saul stood there speechless. They had heard the voice, but they had not seen anyone. All right, RSB version from Sylvia. And the man and the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Okay. All right. Good to see you, Dwight. Brent. Archelaus got the Sepher in here. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Y'all pay attention to the words. Hallelujah. Scriptures in here. Marquise. And the men journeying with him stood speechless, hearing indeed the voice, but seeing no one. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We got a lot of verses there. Now I want y'all to go to Acts chapter 22, verse 9. I want everybody to put their Acts, that's Mahashim, Acts chapter 22, verse 9, put them in the chat. Acts 22, verse 9. Let's get them loaded up. Let's load them up. Acts chapter 22, verse 9. So we started out with Acts chapter 9, verse 7. Now we're at Acts 22, verse 9. So this is supposed to be the same story. This is Shaul talking now. And tell me when y'all notice a problem. All right, put what version you got. Don't just copy and paste. You got to put the verse and what translation is it coming from. I'm going to go in King James and read Acts 22:9. And then I'm going to read it NIV. And then I'm going to go on the screen. Acts 22, verse 9. And they that were with me indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. Now I'm going to read it from the NIV. We putting it together. Y'all just do the homework. And once you see the problem, put it in the chat. As soon as you see the problem, put it in the chat. Deontay said, oh, I see the contradiction. All right, I'm going to read it from the NIV. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. NIV might have picked it up. Did they pick it up? They might have picked it up. It might have been one that picked it up out of all of them. All right, hallelujah, scriptures. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear his voice speaking to me. Yeah, okay, come on, y'all got it? But they did not hear the voice. Now, hold on. I thought over in 9:6, it says, Acts chapter 9, verse 7, Acts chapter 9, 7, and the men stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And then it said what? In 22? Yamada, you got it? And they that were with me in me saw indeed a light and were afraid, but they heard not a voice. It says they didn't hear a voice. It says they did not hear a voice in Acts 22:9. But y'all over in Acts 9:7, it says they heard a voice, but they didn't see anybody. Y'all see a problem. But they heard not a voice that was hitting. Do y'all see a problem? These verses, fam, are saying the exact opposite of each other. How many of you picked it up? My traveling companions saw the light, but they didn't hear the voice of the one who was speaking. It says, didn't hear a voice. That's from the CEB. So look at Yamani. Which one? This is the exact opposite. I don't know if y'all picked it up yet. These translations are literally, everyone you see going on the screen, they're literally opposite of the same story. Marquise just said, they're canceling each other out. Daniel said, did they hear him or did they not hear him? See, you got to slow it down. Ask yourself the question. Did they? Daniel just asked the big question because it just said over in Acts 9:7, they heard him. But in 22:9, it says they didn't hear him. And it's Shaul talking. Do we see a problem? Now, this madness is going on in almost every single translation. I think I seen one. I think I saw one out of 70 get it right. And I think I just saw that. Now I'm going to give them credit in a second. But I'm going to make sure we get everybody. Look at that. Dwight Bryant says, that tells me they just got busted playing with the Father's word. That's King James, family. King James version that they say is the most credible version in the world literally just said the exact opposite. They said in Acts chapter 9, verse 7, it says that when they got knocked off, the people that were with Shaul, Paul, they heard the voice, but they didn't see anybody. And then over in 22:9 of Acts, it says they did not hear a voice. It says they did not hear a voice in Acts 22:9. And it's Shaul telling the story of what happened to him the first time. Now, he tells this story multiple times throughout the scriptures. But I want to know why they are contradicting themselves, and do you think that's okay? Do y'all think it's okay? Because Shaul being such a critical factor in the Berit Hadash, the New Testament, can that just completely undermine his credibility if he is the one saying, oh, over in, if he's given the account over in 9 verse 7 of Acts saying they heard a voice. So the voice that we're talking about is not any old voice, it's Yahuwah Mashiach's voice. It's the Most High's voice that we're talking about. Is it okay to say those that were with me in one chapter, they heard his voice. They just couldn't see him. But then over in another chapter say, no, they didn't hear his voice. Now, why is that? I'm going to tell you why it is. They literally do not know how to translate. And they love to create confusion. And then to have people swear their eternal lives on their confusion. You remember in Hazum Revelation, chapter 14, verse 5, it says you can't have any unwholesome things. You can't have these things in your mouth, in your way. If y'all carrying around these scriptures and they are saying the exact opposite in the scriptures, you have no credibility with your witness at all. These two verses completely undermine the scriptures. See? We got a problem. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you. I'm going to put the Greek translation on the screen. I've never done all of this. Dwight says, to whomever changes $1 or tittle in his mighty word will not be in the book of life. You dead on spot. Tell him, Dwight. Dead on spot. I'm going to read some of y'all's comments before I go break this down. Brian Robertson said, it also says they didn't see anything in one verse. In the other verse, they saw the light. Yeah. But that right there, you can go ahead and give, you can say, okay, well, it's a given. They saw the light, you know. It's a given. We'll give them a little leeway there. What we can give them leeway on is, did they hear the voice or did they not hear the voice? There's no leeway on that. Diane Casey said, that's why so many people rely on their pastors and not validate for themselves. They go, man, people are reading this. Y'all been reading this for years. Hey, if you've been involved in spirituality, religion, Christianity, and all, you've been holding a Bible or Bibles, scriptures, and y'all been reading over that one time after the next. Why have y'all not brought this up yet? Look at Zachariah. That's why Yahushua said, woe to the scribes. Because what you write and translate can keep people out of the kingdom. Sis just said it. Y'all understand how important this is? I love the comments coming in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, look at this. Robert said, I have not read this for many years. I'm quite new to it. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I'm going to tell you. I just completed the book of Mahashim, the whole book. Today, I just completed it. I'm telling y'all right now, I am going to do a discipleship, mentorship of Yahuwah training specifically from the book of Acts. Because if everybody just stopped and slowed down and read the book of Acts from chapter 1 to 28, if everybody in the world, the conversions would go off the charts. And I tell you something for sure. It would not be one person on earth that calls Shaul a false prophet. If you just read the book of Acts and you saw what went down in this whole book and how this whole thing came to be, how we even got this word is Acts, action, Mahashim, action. Now, I'm going to put it in the chat. I'm going to put the Greek. Pamela knows it. Over in Northern, I'm about to tear it down. I'm telling you right now. Watch. Look at Joseph. I fell for that junk. So y'all got to be, listen, y'all got to just go ahead and say, Yahuwah, I'm sorry. I've been reading this over for years, a blatant contradiction. You said for me to study to show myself approved, and I have not raised up this objection in my entire life. Which one of you has ever seen this objection? This blatant contradiction. Who's seen it before today? Probably nobody. Hey, don't feel bad. Just say I'm sorry. Because I bet you not one in a million in the world that talks about religious stuff and spirituality. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to post it in. Look, Mark said, you're making it make sense. See, the Septuagists, the Greeks, the Roman Catholics did a number. That's right, Mark. See, I'm slowing it down. That's why it takes me a little extra time to do the translation, but I'm catching their lies that are critical all the way through. I told Lena, I said, Lena, we can be here for 5 years, me doing lives, getting through these 400,000 errors, of which I believe there's at least 4,000 of them that are critical. I believe there's at least 4,000. Robertson, I'm sorry, the scriptures aren't correct. Yeah. You want to know why? Because first thing, they call them a Bible. You know we got a problem. So let me get the Greek translation so I We're going to tear them up. Fam, what they going to do with us when we can light them up from the Greek? We can light them up in their own language. See, when you got some real ones, you can't get around them. When you got some real ones, you let an emissary come on the scene, like myself. It ain't very many of us in the world, by the way. I'm just telling you that right now. Don't think there's a bunch of us in the world. It just is not. If you ask me how many, say, Jay, guess. I'm telling you, you ain't going past your hand, your fingers for emissaries in the world today. You ain't going past your fingers. I like what Rush just did. I denounce believing in the lies that try to send me to damnation for eternity. I'm sorry, Abba Yahuwah. You ain't got to ask it. You ain't even got to say, I repent on this. Because you've already been repent. If you call on the name of Yahuwah, what he's doing now, you just got to say, I'm sorry. Don't repent. You just got to say, hey, I'm sorry, Father. Because you've been washed. What's happening now is that fire is burning all this nonsense out of you and is coming straight from the true scriptures. His assignment to the world. I had no idea. I just going to put one out there that I felt was going to be the best one that I could personally study from and figured other people would appreciate it. When I first started this, I had no idea. I knew it was bad. The 400,000 errors bad. Come on, fam. I didn't realize it was that bad. It's ridiculous. Just tell, hey, I'm sorry. And thank you for continuing to burn it up out of me, cleansing me. Now watch. I'm going to give you something. Hold on. Let me get this. I'm going to give it to you the Greek first. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I won't give you both verses in the Greek now. There it is. I got it. All right. I'm going to give you 9:7 in the Greek. Then I'm going to point the Greek word out that they don't know what the heck they're doing with. All right, I'm getting ready. Nobody's ever done this with y'all. Nobody's ever done this. This is what I've been doing for years. I spent 3.5 years, 6 to 10 hours a day figuring out how to get on this track. Now it's all come to fruition since I've been translating like crazy. All right, I'm going to 9:7 in Greek. Y'all ready? Here we go. I'm going to put it in the chat. Make sure I got the right one. I don't want to do 22:9 yet. All right, I want 9:7. All right. Here I go. Now tell me if this comes up in the chat good. Y'all ready? Bam. Y'all see that? Give me a confirmation. Let me see if I can see it over here too. Yeah, it came up. Y'all see that? That's Acts chapter 9. Verse 7, in their 400,000 translation culmination Greek. All right? So that's what's called the majority text. That's what's called that right there, when you see them spaces in there, uppercase, lowercase, that's the majority text. Now, I'm going to show you something that's critical. I'm going to show you something that's critical. And then I'm going to give you the true scriptures translation. So y'all already know you got to put your seatbelt on. All right. So that's Acts chapter 7, verse 9. Now, the word, the Greek word in here that we hone in on and find out, either they blatantly did this or they don't know how to translate. And I believe it's both. I believe it's both. Key word, thank you, Daniel. Keyword in Acts 9:7. All right, I'm going to give you the keyword in Acts 9:7. I'm going to give it to you. Ready, set, look in the chat. Bam. Y'all see that? That keyword in 9:7 is akouantes. Akouantes in Greek. Akouantes. I just want to let you know that's the key word here in that verse. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. Now, I'm going to go put 22. I got to go get 22 now. I'm going over to chapter 22. I'm going to get verse 9 in the Greek. Okay? I'm going to put it in the chat. Acts 9:22 in Greek. I'm going to put it in the chat. Y'all didn't know I was going to do this with y'all today. If you're in a rush, y'all can jet, because I'm going to take my time, because I'm doing something special with this. We're going to use this for teaching later on. All right, Acts chapter 22, verse 9. Now, I'm going to put it in the Greek in the chat right now. You see that? I'm going to give you the key word in the Greek. So now I'm going to go give you the key word in that particular verse. I'm going to give you the key word right. Hold on, let me write down keyword. So Acts 22:9 key word. Bam. All right. Ikusan. So ikusan. Ikusan is the key word in 9. All right. So that's the key word in 9. Now, I'm going to give you the Hebrew, which is what it was actually written in. It was actually written in Hebrew. It wasn't written in Greek. It wasn't even written in Aramaic. Now, they translated Aramaic, did a pretty good job. But this was written in Hebrew by Luca, the doctor. Very smart man. Okay? Y'all know Luke? He's a doctor. Luca. So now watch this. I'm going to give it to you. Chapter. And then I'm going to pull it all together. Don't worry about it. Some of y'all go, man, what's going on? Just put your seatbelts on. Hold on. You'll get it. Hold on. Ready? Set. I'm going to give you in the Hebrew. I'm going to see how it shows up this way. All right. I'm going to see how it shows up. Bam. There it is. Yeah. Now, I gave you the Hebrew, which it was actually written in, chapter 9, verse 7. This is how it translates, fam. I'm bouncing off the Greek the whole time so I can tear their butts up. Okay? The whole time. Some people just put their head down, go Aramaic Hebrew. I stick that Greek right there and look at it. I peek. So I can do what I'm doing right now. And hardly anybody on earth, Doug, can do what I'm doing. Because they don't have that love for Yahuwah like that. Y'all are getting that love for Yahuwah. Y'all going to learn how to do the same stuff. Just stay under the covering. You'll learn how to do what I'm doing. I'll teach you. Now watch. I'm going to give you 22:9. I'm going to give you the key word. Hold on. I got to give you a key word here. I got to give you the key word. In 22:9. See, I ain't got that one pre-written. I'll just type it out because I know it. I understand the Hebrew, so I can just type it out. So Acts 9:7. All right. I'm going to give it to you. All right. Key word. Here goes your key word. I'm going to paste. All right. Now I'm going to type what that key word means in Hebrew. All right, now I'm going to give you that keyword in Hebrew, okay? Bam. Y'all got it? So I gave you the keyword. Shamaim. Not Shamaim, but Shamaim. All right? Now I'm going to give you verse 22 in the Hebrew. 22:9 in the Hebrew. I'm going to give it to you right now. Y'all enjoying this? I'm going a little bit slower, so I don't know if y'all are enjoying this. Are y'all interested in this? Or no? I don't know. I'm not looking at too much of the feedback. I'm teaching. Y'all tell me if y'all are okay with this. All right? So that's Mahashim, Acts 22:9. Y'all okay with this? I'm not. I got to make sure. I don't want to be sitting there wasting time. If y'all don't want to really get it. I'm hungry like this. That's why I'm doing it. I'm starving for the word. All right. I like it. Jermaine says, I'm fascinated. Let me give you the key word, Brother Jermaine and family. I'm going to give you the key word. Okay? Here I go. Key word in 22:9. Acts 22:9. Here you go. Key word is this one. Let me spell it out here. I got it in Hebrew. Got it. Y'all got it? All right. Shamawah. Shamawah. All right. That's the key word, Shamawah. Y'all got it? All right. So I gave you the Greek. All right. I gave you the Greek and I gave you the key words. Now I'm going to now give you the true scriptures of each verse and see who picks it up and make you understand it. Why this is so important. So now I'm going to give you the true scriptures that I translated. That's on point. I guess it's off the hook. So now I'm going to give you the true scriptures. So Mahashim, Acts 9. 7 true scriptures. Here we go. Now, I'm going to give you 22. Now, I'm going to give you quick as I can for y'all blow up the chat. I'm going to give you 1 second. Hold on. Don't nobody say nothing right now. Mahashim 22. That's Acts 22:9. Make sure I'm on point. Make sure I'm on point. Hold on. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to put that in there. Ready, set, bam. Side by side. Now I'm going to read 7 in the true scriptures, and I'm going to read 9 in the true scriptures, and then I'm going to go back and point out your key words and tell you why they don't even know, they don't know how to translate, or they intentionally did this to deceive people, to confuse people. Okay? So Acts. Mahashim 9:7, true scriptures. The men that were traveling with him stood there speechless. They heard the voice, but they could not see anyone. 22:9. Those who were traveling with me, now it's because Shaul's saying it, saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of the one who was talking to me. Y'all get it? Y'all get it? Or y'all didn't get it? I'm going to give it to you. The key here is this. Y'all still with me or no? Y'all, I don't know. I don't see nothing in the chat. Y'all still with me? Or y'all reading? All right. That's what I'm going to make sure. The key here is in this one. This here does everything. Nine verse seven. Key word. Heard. 22:9. Keyword. Watch. Understand. Y'all with me? Watch this. Now I'm gonna put this in the chat. I'm gonna go put it all together. This word in 9:7, Acts 9:7. This word, I'm gonna give you some stuff here. All right, y'all see that? So now in Acts 9:7, that word I gave you, Shama'u'aim. In. That last word is an in. Did I say in? Shama'u'aim. I might have put an M rather than an N. Let me spell it out so y'all got it. Let me spell it out again. I might have spelled it wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going 1,000 miles an hour. Shama'ain. Got it? All right. Make sure I'm spelling it right. Boom. Shama'ain. Now that word is the heavens be Shama'im. Im instead of an in. See that N and that M changes that word. So if you put an M at the end of that, you're going to be talking about heavens. You got an N at the end of that word. That means that word Shama'u'in means listen, hear, understand. Y'all got that? Now watch this. Hold on. Let me go get 22:9. Let me go get 22:9 for y'all. Here it comes. Acts 22:9. There goes the Hebrew word. Shama. Hang tight. Y'all ready? So now, almost got you. I'm doing a bunch of typing. Ready? Set. Let me close out my parentheses. Ready? Set. Look. Now look at that word. Shama'u'a. I'm sorry. Shama'u.
Shamua. 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 Guess what that word means? Same thing. Listen, hear, understand. Hold on. I'm not done. See, what happens is Luke is writing in Hebrew, and based upon, just like y'all write in English, there's sometimes you'll say a word and you'll have it be a little bit different. But if you don't know the language, if you don't know the culture, if you don't know the context, then you're going to mess up and not know when to pick listen, when to pick hear, when to pick understand. Patricia, this is truly a lesson. Now, let me help y'all out another level. Now, watch this. What? You need me? What? Oh, my wife just walked in. I'm serious. All right, now here, let's do this. Y'all ready for this? Acts 9:7 in the Greek. Y'all remember the key word? Acts 9:7 in Greek. Remember the key word? Y'all remember the key word? I just put it in the chat. Akouantes in Greek. Guess what that means? Listen, hear, understand. Wait a minute. Let me go get 22:9. That's Acts 9:7. Let me go get 22:9. Here we go. Acts 22:9. Y'all ready for that? Ikousan in Greek. Guess what that means? Listen, hear, understand. Y'all with me? Now I done gave y'all four words that mean the same thing depending on when you use those words. Same thing. So what the translators did was they said they heard a voice in Acts 9 verse 7. And then they turn around in Acts 22:9 and show that they either don't know how to translate or they deliberately want to fool people, because instead of saying they heard a voice, they say they didn't hear a voice. Well, they're supposed to say in that context, they didn't understand the voice they were hearing. There it is. The whole time is sitting right there. But no, people want to just go ahead and roll, and they want to just let the trend, they just want to say, oh my goodness, the King James is, no, it's not. It's a bucket of trash. And no, the Greek wasn't correct for once, Robert. Because the Greek in the minuscule, that's what it's meant to do, what it just did. It's meant to confuse. It's a confusion language. You don't get that much confusion out of majuscule Greek, but that Greek I'm putting on the screen, that's meant to do what it just did. It's meant to blow you up and have you be confused and have you scratching your head and going, can I trust Paul? Can I trust Shaul? No, you need to study to see if you can trust you. That's what you need to see if you can trust. Can you trust you? That's a bonus I'm giving y'all today. That's a bonus. See how simple? And then I gave you the true scriptures. See, the true scriptures, no contradictions will be in it. You want to know why? I'm translating it primarily with some assistance when I need it, but it's predominantly me. And I'm telling you, I am dipped in that blood of Yahuwah Mashiach. And Yahuwah will talk to me when I see a contract. He'll go, that ain't right. Something in my spirit will go, look at that. I go, later, look at this nonsense. Yeah. Following Yahuwah in the building, diamond member on our YouTube channel. Big shout out to following Yahuwah. Woo, coming in is hot. Y'all understand what I'm saying now? Do y'all see how critical this is, what I just shared with y'all? Like, that ain't no joke. Like, you sitting there reading that, saying he heard the voice of Yahuwah Mashiach, didn't hear the voice of Yahuwah Mashiach. You sitting there reading that, accepting that. All you scholars out there, all you pastors out there that's going in the pulpit, carrying your King James, all marked up. Guess what? You're misleading people. Period. You're driving them straight in the pit of hell. You know you on your way because you sold out for money. And you now are going to take as many people with you, hoping that when you get to the other side, your quote G-O-D and your J-U-S-U-S understands you. No, they're not. They're going to laugh at you and say, we lied to you. That's what Jesus is going to say to you. You know what he's going to say? He's going to say it because it's going to be Satan looking right at you. Going, I lie. You fell for the okie doke, what the young people used to say. You done fell for the okie doke. You went for the head fake. You got juked. It done shook you. It done broke your ankles. I'm telling you. I just gave y'all a mega, mega bonus round of real translation. Take it. Go ahead. And I was like, am I going to do that? I said it last week. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do it today. Why? Because we're celebrating today. Y'all. Because today we got finished Acts. We're done with Acts all the way through Hazum, Revelation. Done. All that's got to be done now is scrub. But the translation is done. Now, we just do the review, the scrubbing, make sure everything's tight, punctuation, whole nine. Boom, that's finished. And I've got almost half of Matit Yahu done. So I got almost half of Matit Yahu. Then we're going to knock out, I'm going to go knock out Marku, which is what they call Mark. Marku, I'll go get him next. I'll tell you why later on. I'm going to get Matit Yahu, Marku, right? Then I'm going to come back, probably get Luca, and then I'll probably finish up with John. Now, I got to put my head down like y'all would not believe. Y'all going to have to pray for me because Lena will tell you. My eyes been just burning. Got me all kind of different drops going on. Burning. Because I don't just translate. I translate to tear down stuff. That's what's going to be so powerful about the true scriptures. Man, anybody, that's the tear it down scriptures. Just ripping stuff down. Oh, I take breaks. But it's minimal at this point. I'm like Shaul. I'm like Kappa. I'm like Yaakov. I'm like Yahuhani. I'm like Luca. Marku, hey, we busy doing kingdom business. Yahuwah sustains us. Yahuwah will sustain you. But he got me on this board. I'm on a mission to get him out So these next 2 weeks for me are going to be off the charts. Y'all hold me up in prayer. And that's why I come, you know, I'll come and do these lives. But what is your role in this? TSNT.org, period. If you are the one, like if you are his sheep, you completely understand the assignment. And you like, what I'm witnessing must go throughout the ends of the earth, and it takes money. It's going to take our passion. It's going to take our voice. It's going to take our collection coming together. But let me tell you, what's happening right now, we're going to have to get that money to spread it all over the place. And we're going to need to get it in all these different languages. It's going to be very, very expensive to get this all over into Spanish and then over into Mandarin and then over into French. It's going to be expensive. But we sow into that ground. We invest our souls, our hearts in that ground. It's the Rush Gold member for a month here on our YouTube channel. I see. See, if we just put out, if we go ahead and we sow the right way now, you're going to watch when you get to see Yahuwah Mashiach. He going to say, I sent my servant to tell you the truth because you hadn't found it. Up until you heard Promote the Truth. That's just a fact. We gotta just call it like it is. Because I keep telling you, go get all the other translations. Now I'm gonna give credit on that last one. The only one I knew to get it right was NIV, and they hardly ever get it right. But NIV was the only one I saw get that 22.9. They got it right. I give them straight up credit. But I done went through like 7. You couldn't get none. King James, no. And the crazy part, all the ones that have removed the pagan names, I think every one of them got it wrong. I think. It's crazy. How you going to sit there and you going to bring people to the truth and just put contradictions in the truth? Can't do it. So we got to stop that. We got to come together and we got to get this word out here. Now, y'all want, I told y'all it was bonus day today. I need everybody in here that's listening to me, watching this live or replay to go and really get serious about, all right, what level do we want to get this word out here? Go to tsnt.org. Like, go, you got to get first fruits with this. I'm just telling you right now, you got to get in your heart and go, Yahuwah, I got to give you my best on this one. I got to give you my best on all. But there are things that are critical that he will bring before us that, man, we can't turn our head to. I can't turn, some of y'all going, Jay, you got to rest. No. I don't have to have that be my first priority. If you, hey, 40 days, 40 nights. Yahushua, when he was on the earth, didn't eat. He fasted. There's a time you got to go in. So my first fruits are up on this front line with my eyeballs and my fingers and my mind and the spirit of Yahuwah rocking in me when I'm sitting down. And I'm telling y'all, there's no night I don't just pass out. There's nights, Lena, other night, I went so hard, Lena had to come in and change, put my pajamas on. She said, I didn't even know how I got into bed. Because I work in different stations in our home. Sometimes I'm over there in the living room. Sometimes I'm in my home office. And sometimes I'm over in the bedroom. I'm all over. But I was over in, we have a desk in the bedroom. I went over there. I was working and I fell asleep somehow right when I got done. I was sitting there trying to just go, all right. And I don't know how I got in the bed. But I had all my clothes on. I was leaning. And then I vaguely remember I got the next day. She said, she was laughing. She goes, you remember I had to change you last night? I said, for real? Because I looked down, I said, that's right. I don't know how I got here, babe. I'm sorry. Ask Lena, ask my son. There ain't no night I don't just go exhausted. I'm giving Yahuwah everything I got. Because if he takes me out now, he's taking me going all out, period. I don't want to look back and have any regrets on this thing. So I need y'all to bring the same energy to TSNT.org. For real, for real. We've had some incredible support. We've done phenomenal. We got people put their heart and their passion to it, but we need more. You ought to see how these boys worked and these gals and these men and gentlemen, men, women, gentlemen, ladies, they was working in Acts. They were working. And you got to ask yourself, what am I really working as far as the kingdom? Am I witnessing? That everywhere I go, I'm witnessing. I'm not fluent in Spanish yet. I said to my son, watch me yesterday. I got me some essential oils. We was at a little mall, and Lena was in the store. She had to get something, and me and my father-in-law and Kai were out this little stand, and a little essential oil, and this little bundle came up. They had a little wood bundle that go with the essential oils. You could put them on. And a little old lady walked up, and she asked the lady in Spanish, how much is that little bundle of wood? And it was like a dollar, equivalent in pesos of a dollar. And she went down in her purse, and I had just paid for mine, and the woman was giving me change back. I said, get her a little bundle of wood with mine. And the lady went to go hand the money, and the lady said, no, I can't take it. And she pointed to me. And the lady started doing the cross and stuff and bending all. I said, no, hold on. I reached down. Where is it at? I reached down in my bag. I carry it with me everywhere I go. This is the English one. But I pulled out the Spanish track. Y'all can go print these off on Promote the Truth. I pulled this out. And I said, no. I said, Yahuwah, my father-in-law, he has a necklace like this, you know, and we working on him, but he got this necklace. He loves it. I planted that bracelet, right? And I gave one of these to the lady at the essential oil. I gave one to her. I said, this, Yahuwah. And my father-in-law pulled his necklace out. He says, Yahuwah. That's right. You got to be working and you got to be sowing. TSNT, we got to go to another level. This thing is getting me more tore up. Once I got through with Acts, I said, Lena, we can do even more. We're doing a lot. We can do more. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We just tore down another one. We keep tearing them down.